Haribo. I'm also very, very inspired, really, and motivated to contribute to this Kirtan Academy. I just received an interesting voice message from His Holiness Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj. He had given a holy name course in Russia with only 500 participants. He said only because due to the present worldwide situation, it was not possible to host more. Many more would have come otherwise. And he said during the his presentation, he took great effort to bring the devotees to a space where they actually interacted with each other with respect, deep respect, and in this way embodied and lived the teachings of Mahaprabhu, of Trinadapi Sunichena, being humble. And what he noticed is that a culture was formed during this 1 week, a culture of respect and focus on the holy name. There was only these two things there. The devotees were serving each other respectfully, and they were chanting together. And he said that because of this culture, all the participants, experienced a type of consciousness.
Harikrishna Maharaj, I'm sorry, you got muted.
Let me
see. For the last 10 seconds.
Am I now back?
Yes, yes. You're audible.
So I'm telling about that the devotees who were in this culture chanting the holy name and being careful to avoid normal, let us say, for us normal interactions, but really making a point to act in respect, created such an atmosphere that everyone felt, couldn't we heal ISKCON with such an atmosphere? That was the feeling. And I have also made this experience that when devotees come together and for a longer time try to practice the culture which is necessary to do good chanting, that there will be a spiritual world on earth, even now amongst the devotees. So Kirtan Academy is dedicated to create a culture around the chanting of the holy name. I believe that as you all will learn how to do this and how to chant properly, that you can give such a healing contribution to our movement and also in your respective fields of preaching. It's almost by focusing on the chanting of the holy name and doing everything, adopting the culture which will encourage it, the Hare Krishna movement is becoming the Hare Krishna movement. It's I think it's that important that if we all dedicate our lives to chanting and learning how to adopt the right culture, it is really, really important. See, Krishna consciousness is often compared with a seed. If you want the seed to manifest its real potency, its real possibilities, you have to surround it with nice earth, nourishing earth. And then only the seed can grow into a plant. So in the same way, your Krishna consciousness, when it is surrounded with a nice culture of chanting the holy name in sincerity and, you know, and encouraging the devotees in this way, interacting with the devotees in this way, your Krishna consciousness can grow until it reaches the spiritual world. So I would like to now start a training session after having just I just wanted to explain why I'm so enthusiastic to help in whatever ways to create a culture of chanting the holy name. Let me just ask now Dayal Gauranga one question, and then I know exactly what to do. I remember we had already a session together, Daya Gauranga. Was that for the Kirtan Academy or was it something else?
But you recorded a session for us for Kirtan Academy, and devotees have seen it there, but we didn't have a Zoom session.
Acha. So this is, now I understand, Then I suggest the following, that I will start to teach the chanting of the holy name now in the Zoom session, like as if it is a japa retreat, and I will start at the beginning, the first, I have a program with five steps of increasing access or increasing our capability to chant. So maybe I start with the first session, and then other sessions we go session 2, 3, 4, 5. Good?
We're looking forward.
Fine. So let us start with a little kirtan. Everyone, please take care to unmute yourself. I think you are, but if you are not, I made a mistake. I'm not so expert in computer language. Mute, very important. The sound is only in your room.
Everybody is muted.
Good. Namo Vishnu Padaya. So please join me in the Pranam Mantras to Srila Prabhupada and the Panchatattva Mantra. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Shunyavadi Askatya Deshatarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Mayapuram ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Madhava ki jai. My dear devotees, my dear participants, all of you who are there, and all of you who are not there. I greet you affectionately for this first session of my personal first session of the art of chanting. I would like to alert all of you that this is an experience-oriented session. We will do some exercises just to get us into the right frame of mind so that we can chant very nicely. I will request my assistant here in the room, Gokrishna, to get a bead back. My bead back, it should be on the altar. All of you, I guess, have the bead back ready for chanting, and we can start now in all sincerity. When we are chanting, we are entering into a relationship with Krishna. We call his name, and we call so in a devotional frame of mind, and we usually express our sincere desire for a relationship. Prabhupada told us that the inherent meaning, which is there in the mantra, is a request, please accept me in your service. This is clearly a request for a relationship. The relationship to Krishna is our most important relationship. The relationships which we do, which we establish in this world, will one day evaporate. Starting with the relationship we have to our bodies. We will leave the bodies. The relationship to our family members, our fathers and mothers, will most probably depart this world before we do. The relationship to friends, which we have in this world, all these relationships help us on the way to the one relationship, the eternal relationship. So when you want to enter into a relationship, even as a human being who wants to have friends, you require to be fully present there. We know what inattentive listening habits does to a relationship. If you're sitting with someone and you're always on your mobile phone, like some of you are now, then this will not be good for making a relationship. No? If you are not attentive to the person who is in front of you for a long time, this will destroy a relationship. This has happened with us. We have not been sufficiently attentive to our relationship with Krishna, and therefore we are separated. We are now in a dreamlike world, a material world, and we need to learn here in this world, now, at this time, to be fully present in our relationship. So we can, with Krishna, so while doing chanting, this is the most important point. Haridas Thakur informs Lord Chaitanya in Harinam, Chintamani, there's a dialogue going on. Mahaprabhu asks question and Haridas Thakur answers. It says that the root of all the offenses, all the obstacles which are created in chanting, is coming from this one root, this one point, this inattention. Because we are trying for a relationship, you need to be attentive to the person before you, with a body, that is, you listen to the person, and you speak back, and you don't turn away like this. You turn towards the person. You have to be present in your mind. You have to avoid distraction. Do you know this? When you talk with someone and you lose the thread of what was I saying, you can do this one time. You can do it two times in a conversation. You can do it maybe three or four or five times. And then after the six times, when you are not present with your mind and distracted, the person says, "Are you here in our conversation, or are you thinking of something else?" So presence has to be done in a physical way, with the body, with the mind, focus and concentration, and with the heart also, with your emotions, with your feelings, with your devotion, really. You have to bring body, mind, and heart to the chanting of the holy name. And then you come into a space which is so beautiful, which is so wonderful. You're fully absorbed in the holy name. At that time, when you're fully with Krishna in the form of his holy name, and you are absorbed in that relationship, your material life is very, very far away from you, and Krishna is very, very close. In a public lecture in Mumbai, Prabhupada said, this chanting is a scientific process. When you move forward in your chanting, one day you will meet Krishna face to face. When you move forward in your chanting, one day you will meet Krishna face to face. So in this little session, we will just learn how to be present with the body, the mind, and the heart. I would like to start with the body, because that's the easiest. And Prabhupada would always encourage us to take on a good posture when we chant. I was personally present when Srila Prabhupada corrected my older brother, who is also a devotee, in Amsterdam, and told him to sit properly. My older brother had said, I don't know if I can do this for you here, he had said by grasping around his knee, I can do it with one knee, I hope. Oops, sorry. Like this. He had both knees like this, and he was sitting like this. And then Srila Prabhupada, on the Vyasasana, he took the knee up like this, and both knees, and he said, don't sit like this. We hear in some of the tapes when Srila Prabhupada was chanting with his disciples, we hear how he says, sit properly, sit properly. That is what he often said to us. So this means something we do with the body. Sit properly. Now, it's good if you open your chest, because then you will have a lot more lung capacity for oxygen, and you will be much more awake. So you can bring your shoulders almost to the ears, and then roll them back like this, and then you have a good position automatically. Something else which you can do with the body is to pronounce the mantra very clearly. Srila Prabhupada would always say we should use both the upper lip and the lower lip and the tongue. So it's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Don't exaggerate it, because then it looks a little, what are they doing, you know, but you should avoid unclear pronunciation in the of the holy name. Then another physical activity is make an listen with the ears. Sometimes what I teach in my japa retreats is because some participants have not really heard themselves. They're always in a big crowd of devotees chanting japa when they live in ashrams or temples. I tell them to make a conscious effort really to hear themselves, and this can be easily done by taking the ear a little, you see, down and hear. Some do this just to hear this, but I won't recommend this as a new fashion, you know, that also is not necessary. The idea is try to use your body almost like a, let us say, harmonium player uses his instrument to bring out a nice sound and a nice melody. In the same way, the chanter will use his body like an instrument so that he can make sure that the chanting is very, very nice. Know that he has made the right conditions. He's ready for this. Next step, after taking care to alive the physical body, we have to deal with the mind. I know there are statements where Prabhupada said, when a devotee asked him what to do with our minds, he said, what is the question of the mind? When you are chanting, you just pronounce and hear. Prabhupada was here referring to not thinking about something, but he certainly has given many instructions how to, you know, that the mind should be brought back to wherever it wanders while we do, while we should chant the holy name. One such instruction he has given in Sydney. We had a parrot before, which we put in a cage before the temple, and whenever someone would come by and move and go into the temple, the parrot would say, "Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!" So once Prabhupada visited the temple and he heard this, "Hari Bol!" You know, so he looked around and he saw it was a parrot and he laughed. it was a little surprising, you know, to be greeted by a parrot, and the parrot has a certain almost human voice, but it's something is different, and you look. So in a lecture there, he said we should not just do parrot-like chanting. The parrot has no mind to chant. There is nothing going on in the about Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead or anything. The parrot is mindlessly chanting. The first practice for the mind is you should focus the mind. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita. He says wherever the mind wanders due to its restless nature, one should certainly bring it back under the control of the self. I sometimes tell devotees who say, "Oh Maharaj, my mind is so distracted, it wanders off." I say, "Good that you notice it." For most people, the mind wanders off and they don't even notice it. It has become their state of existence to be unconcentrated. There is this, especially the young people have this now. They have, attention deficit disorders. It's something like this. They just can't pay attention. They are in the school, the teacher tries to tell them something, but the children cannot pay attention. It's just running. When you chant, you should keep in mind Krishna's advice that whenever you notice that your mind is wandering off, bring it back to the sound vibration of the holy name. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada's guru, said how you can bring the chanting to perfection. And this is now something for the more advanced amongst you, but I will tell it nevertheless. You should do two things, he said. As you chant, keep the sound vibration in the heart. That means you bring your attention to the heart and you chant there. And then whenever the mind wanders to other objects outside, you bring it back. This will be our first exercise today. I request you to take your beads now. Those whose beadbag is far away from this call, they can do this without the beadbag as well. What we will do now is we will sit properly, straight. We will pronounce the mantra very, very clearly. And we will hear the mantra. Sorry, I was distracted. There's some turbo post is coming. I think you will hear. It's all right, it's taken care of. Focus on your pronunciation and your hearing. And then you now bring your mind totally to the present moment that you're chanting. You bring it into the heart area by just focusing it there. And whenever your mind starts wandering, you gently pull it back. Maybe it goes to your shopping list, or maybe you don't like my smile, and the mind says, what an ugly person, or anything. It's not a problem. You bring it back to the chanting of the holy name. We will chant in one sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, 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 H Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I know the feeling is, let us continue, and we will do so. We will chant some more. In the Bhagavatam, this chanting of the holy name is highlighted in the story of Ajamil. You know, Ajamil chanted the name Narayan, but his mind was really not with Narayan. His mind was absolutely away from the Narayan. It was with his little child, who was about 5 years old, we hear, and who was playing nearby his deathbed. And because he had seen the messengers of death, Ajamil had seen the messengers of death, he was so upset and absolutely in need of help, you know, that he only saw his little son called Narayan playing nearby, and he said, "Someone help me, Narayan, 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 Narayan! I'm tortured. I'm going to the abode of Yamaraj," and so on. So this story is highlighted again and again because a certain logic is in this story. We know that he was given a second chance. The Yamar Dutas disappeared because the Lord Narayan had sent his four servants, the Vishnu Lokas, Vishnu Dutas, to dispel them. And Ajami got a second chance. He became healthy. He went to Haridwar and he spent the rest of his life there on the banks of the Ganga in a focused chanting of the holy name. He had learned his lesson. So there is a certain logic behind it, which is called Kaimutyanaya. It means literally, how much more so. Let me make it clear by giving you a traditional example. If this small fire is hot enough to melt iron, how much more so would a large fire melt it? No? You do understand this logic? If this small thing is already doing this much, if you increase it, wow, it will do so much more. In other words, if Ajamil, who was not a practiced, pure-hearted chanter, but only chanting, calling out for his son, could achieve so much, that is liberation from his karma, no? By his imperfect chanting of the name, how much might I personally achieve if I actually applied myself to the practice fully? The Bhagavatam says in 6.2.49, what happens? Therefore, if one faithfully and inoffensively, Shraddhaya, with faith and love, chants the holy name of the Lord, where is the doubt that one will return to the Holy Dham, the spiritual world, and meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Where's the doubt? You just have to do this faithfully and inoffensively. You have to dedicate yourself. And in my mind, this starts really, if you start becoming serious, you fix a time, you fix a place. These are all physical things which you can do on the physical platform. You use your body like an instrument player, a harmonium player uses his harmonium by taking all the registers, all the facilities of the harmonium to make the most perfect sound. You also need to take everything what you have, tongue, ears, what else do we have, the hands for counting, the body for sitting in a most perfect position, and then you have to enter a little bit deeper. Then comes the mind. My dear devotees, I personally have learned this from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that I really focus my attention on the heart. I know some cannot focus the attention because they have not learned it. I mean, why don't we make a little exercise? This is really helpful. You will see, we will form a new habit. Try to look at the most attractive object in your room at the moment. What is it? Is it a picture of Krishna? Do you like your new lamp, maybe? Or is it a computer, which is the most attractive object in your room? Oh, I found my object. Bring your attention there. I focused my attention on Srimati Radharani because she is so beautiful. Okay. Good enough. Now close your eyes. Focus your attention on your right thumb. I know this is more difficult. Try again. If it's too difficult for you, then move the right thumb for a while and then stop moving and bring your attention there. Good. Now, a little bit more spiritual and more useful. Bring your attention to the heart space. It is here where you are, the soul, and the Lord in the heart. We will make it a little easy for all of us. Breathe in and imagine your breath is moving down, down, down to the heart space whenever you inhale. Please try to breathe in your heart. Stay in this space, please. We will sing Hare Krishna mantra now. Whenever you catch your mind wandering off, bring it back to that vibration. The heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare.
Ah.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone, one more last time. Thank you all very, very much. It is very enlivening to be on such calls where there are dedicated chanters of the Holy Name. I would like to encourage you to think about the two essential things which we have heard. When chanting, we use both our body and our mind as an instrument to chant. In the next session, I will speak about reviving the spiritual heart, purifying the heart in chanting. It will not be done. I noticed I cannot cover so much in one session. So, just like an instrument player, let us use another instrument, a violinist. He will tune his violin in such a way that it is just the right sound which he requires in order to play a particular beautiful and melodic piece. He will really tune it. So the chanter has to also make an effort to tune his body and his mind during the chanting. And we've spoke about this a little bit. There are certainly many more things one can observe. But for beginning our sessions, I think this is quite practical. It is quite doable. And I wish you really sincerely all the best. It is good. I would recommend as you go in the academy that you get a notebook, either a physical notebook like one of these, you know, or if you prefer to use your computer or mobile telephone, but to make notes and then make these notes into your personal Japa and Kirtan inspiration book. It's very important. These tips, they need to be understood. All these things which you will learn in the academy will need to be understood. They need to be more than anything applied in your daily practice of japa and kirtan. And you will see, you when you make advancement in this chanting, your whole spiritual life and even your relationships to your friends and children and whoever, other devotees, they will change substantially. Even your own relationship to your physical being, the body, the person you see in the mirror when you brush your teeth, even that will change, because you will have more energy, more inspiration, more motivation, and so on. So this is just a little side note. I know in the modern age people don't make notes with a pen and paper, no problem. Take whatever you have. But make your personal thing and make it work personally for you. Dayal Gauranga and the many speakers which he will invite can give you ideas and an input, but you will have to see how to make it personally. Let me see how to make it work. I wanted to say how to make it work in your personal activity and your personal life. So thank you very much. I will stop speaking here because I need to run. I just thought, Dayal Gauranga, if I can have with you after you have concluded the session and greeted everyone, just 2 or 3 minutes on the WhatsApp phone. I will phone you on your WhatsApp. Good. So please, over to you. Please conclude the session.